Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sheep Get Sheared podcast. I'm your host, Austin Creed. My friends, I want to revisit a topic I think I've talked about in the past, but I want to dive deeper into it, and that's the idea of being a nice guy. See, this show is not just about women, but I think part of understanding the world, part of cutting through the garbage, the deceit, and the lies that we're all fed is especially around women. Why? Because unless you're gay, we want to get women. We want to get attention from them. We want to get sex from them. We want to get in their good graces. It makes us feel like men. But see, here's the problem. We as men, we like to take things at face value. We like to say, hey, you know what? I grew up, my mom said that, oh, women like guys who are nice, who are kind, who are considerate, who do all these things. And, you know, red pill level one would be to tell you that all that is garbage. But I don't want him to stick at the basic level stuff like it's 2016, like it's 2014. No, we need to go to the next level. The reason why nice guys fail is not necessarily because women don't want nice guys. Women like men who are nice, but here's the difference. They like dudes who can afford to be mean, can afford to be harsh, who are dominant men. Dominant men. Guys, I'll tell you a story. I don't usually get to the stories till later, but I'll tell you a story. I'm talking to this one girl right now. She's 19. Bro, I'm going to tell you something. I put my dong name on this woman. She will not stop hitting up my phone. Now, I'm not saying that to be like, oh, Austin, you're so alpha. Oh, my God. No, that's not why I'm telling you this. You know why I'm telling you this? Because both of her and her friends, first of all, when her friend heard what I did, how I did it, now she wants to get with me. And I said, no. I'm turning her down. Why? Because I don't even want her. I don't. But the thing is, when you put that dog name on people, they're only going to respond one of two ways. And this is the mindset I want to get across to you, why nice guys don't win. Because they're indirect. They beat around the bush. They don't let people know what it is or what it isn't. That could be in a relationship, that could be in business, that could be in your personal life. Stop being around the bush. Stop being like, oh, I don't know, I care what this person thinks, I'm not going to do anything. No! See, this is how you end up in bad situations. This is how you end up in a place where you're unhappy, you feel like you're not in control of your life, you feel like you're not heard, not understood, don't know what's going on, feeling like you can't get a win. It's because you're not playing to win. You're playing to not lose. Women naturally want dudes' attention. Whether it's on Instagram, whether it's at the gym, with how these women be dressing in the gym, or whether it's in person when you go on a date with them or when you're hanging out with them, they want attention from you. That's what they're used to getting. But of course, women are not going to tell you, oh, I like really dominant dudes, or I like guys who do this. They're going to say, oh, I like nice guys. They're not going to tell you about their kinks. They're not going to tell you, oh, yeah, I like dudes who are thugs, or oh, I like guys who are gentlemen, or I like this, I like that. You know what the difference is between a gentleman and a nice guy? Do you know the difference? I'm asking you. Because if you do, put it in the comments. You don't, I'll give you the answer right now. The difference is the gentleman is a badass who is benevolent. He can afford to mess some dude up on the street. For example, a nice guy is he's a wimp. He's like a Larry David type of a guy, where he's like, I'm in trouble. Oh, God, help me. Versus the gentleman's like, hey, look, I don't want to fight you, but I will fight you, and I'll mess you up, and I'll send you to the hospital. But I don't want to do it, but I can do it. The wimp says, oh, I don't want to fight because I'm scared. Gentleman says, I don't want to fight because it's beneath me, but I still can. It's like, if y'all ever watched Batman as a kid, y'all remember Alfred and how he could fight, the combat butler type? That's what a gentleman is like. They treat people nicely and with respect, but they're not pushovers. They're not doormats. They don't sit there and take abuse. They don't sit there and let you, talk about them in a certain way. They'll still fight and stand up for themselves. They're not going to sit there and just let you step all over them. That's the difference. The reason why you shouldn't be a nice guy is not because you should necessarily be a dirtbag or scumbag. The reason you shouldn't be a nice guy is because you're giving away everything for nothing. You're letting people walk all over you. You're letting people waste your time, your resources, and it's not going to lead you to a point that's anywhere near positive, and you're more likely going to be resentful. Let's go back to the story I was just telling y'all about. If you guys want to get places with chicks, I know a lot of you are older than me who listen to the show, and you probably learned this, and you just like to hear me talk about it, or maybe you haven't fully swallowed reality. You haven't fully gotten to this point. I don't blame you. You don't have to if you don't want to. But to understand that you have options, that gives you power to decide whether you want to do something or not. That's why I feel bad for a lot of guys in the world today, and why I do this show. Because dudes will listen to the stuff that we talk about on the show, and they're going to say, oh, I like how he said that. Oh, that was kind of aggressive, or oh, that was kind of messed up. I can't believe he said that. And then they'll be like, well, maybe he was kind of right. I got to listen again. And they'll listen to something else. And they'll be like, they'll talk about how they don't like the way it sounds. The message, it's the truth, and they can feel it. And truth is more highly rated than the most XXX pornography. It's more explicit than that. People can't get enough of it. People who actually want to move up in the world, people who want to achieve, they'll hear, maybe I shouldn't be a nice guy. Why? Because I've been gaslit my whole life. For example, I like this girl in high school, or, I like this girl in college, or, I like this girl at my job. And I was told, just be a nice guy, be a considerate guy, be a respectful guy, and she'll give you a chance. Guess what? Didn't happen. She went with the guy who had muscles, tattoos, the guy who, doesn't have good habits, the guy who's, the guy who she thinks of as more toxically masculine alpha type guy. And you're going to sit there and be like, how did this happen? And then people are going to be like, you just didn't do it right. And there's other girls. Don't worry about it. They're not going to actually help you fix the problem. They're going to look at you and be like, look at this pathetic guy. He can't get it right. All the while, you were doing exactly what they told you to do. You were trying to be nice, trying to be considerate. Now, I'm not saying to go out here and treat people like absolute garbage. No, I don't believe in doing that. I really don't. Because when you treat people like garbage, it can close doors for you. I'm honest with people. I let them know what it is. I'll tell you another story of what happened to me recently. I got a couple girls in my rotation, and I'm not going to apologize for telling you that. And I'm not saying that to brag. I'm just saying because it's the way it is. And one of the other girls, I told her that she wasn't the only one in the picture, and she got mad, and she was like, I'm supposed to be the only girl in the picture. And I'm like, I never said that. What gave you that impression? And she got mad. And she's like, fine, then don't talk to me again. And I was like, okay. I was like, oh, no, please come back. I was like, okay. I don't care. See, guys, that's the power that options gives you. And that's just not... This is level one stuff we're talking about. We want to go to level two. Level two is not only do you got to compete with the other people that want me, but you got to compete against my non-sexual attention. For example, I could go over to your house, or I could write this book, or I could talk to an old friend and talk about some important things of life, or I could go to the gym, I could go for a run, I could do something else, I could play this video game, whatever. You have other things you're doing in your life to the point where you don't care whether you're getting attention from the women that are, whether they're in your rotation or not. You have other stuff going on. This is why being a nice guy fails, because you use niceness as a way to be like, oh, you owe me something. Nobody owes you anything. So why the hell are you giving things away for free? Why the hell are you out here wasting your time, their time, and my time? Why is that? Because you don't want to accept the reality of your situation. You want to be the nice guy. You want the fantasy to work, and the fantasy don't work. Now, you have a choice. You have a choice of whether you want to accept what we're talking about, or you want to just say, oh, Austin, you're full of crap. Austin, you're a liar. Oh, I don't want you to be right. I don't like the way you said it, so therefore, I'm going to say you're wrong. Okay. All right. Go ahead. Guys, I wish I could show you my messages, bro. I really wish I could. Maybe I will at some point. I'll have to change some names around to protect people's privacy, but I might do it. Not to brag, but to show you what I'm talking about works. You don't have to take my word for it. I might give you receipts. Because at the end of the day, guys, when you put your dom game in on life, on women, they respond to that. The same girl I was telling you guys about, she's not a virgin. She's not like she's some clean as a driven snow individual. But guess what? After I lay my dom game on her, you know what she said? She's like, ain't nobody done that before. She's like, I didn't expect that, but I loved every second of it. And guess what? She hits me up every single morning, giving me with a goddamn good morning text, and I don't respond to that. Why? I'm doing stuff. I ain't got time to respond. I'm not out here like these goofy game guys on the internet who are like, oh, you gotta wait to respond in 2 hours. Fuck that shit. I'm just out here. I'm too busy. I got stuff going on. I got clients to attend to. I got projects to manage. I got stuff out here that I'm trying to do. But you see, guys, that's what separates you. You're not going to be a nice guy when you have stuff going on in your life. When you have stuff you're doing. And a lot of y'all, unfortunately, you guys got low testosterone. That's why you naturally are out here trying to comfort and cuddle and do all this stuff, man. Look, aftercare is important. We could do a whole episode on aftercare. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about a lot of guys are afraid to say, here, here's my deal. Take it or leave it. Here's what I'm after. Take it or leave it. They want to like slow pimp their way in. They want to like put their game down, and they don't want to say anything that might offend them. I purposely go out of my way to say things that might offend people like that. You know why? Because I want to see how they can respond to it. And if they respond in a way I don't like, I cut them off. I say, oh, I don't like that. I'm out of here, man. You gotta be able to tell people no, whether it's in a relationship, whether it's in professional, personal, you gotta be able to tell people no. You gotta use the power of no in your life. And you'll never be a nice guy if you do that. Never. Nice guys don't say no. They say maybe. They say, oh, I'll think about it. They won't say, no, I'm not doing that. Why? Because they're afraid. Don't ever live your life in fear. Fear will rob you of your joy. It will rob you of your just reward in this life that you have earned. Not deserve, but earned. Fear will rob you of that. Stop being afraid. Abundance can never come through fear. It will only cause you to fold under pressure. To fold right at the finish line when you're about to cross that line and you need that last burst of strength. You'll fold. We got to step up and we got to be better than that. I got to get out, guys. I got some work stuff to take care of. I just wanted to record this before I got into work today. But I got some business to attend to. I might do another show later today because I'm all feeling on fire today. I can sense that not only do I want to talk about these things, but y'all want to hear this. You've been missing this message. You've been missing this truth. And I can tell it. I have a sixth sense for these things. Let me know if there's other topics you want to hear about, and maybe I'll take them up. Maybe I'll think about it. You let me know in the comments below. Take care of yourself, gents. I'm out of here. Peace out.